Yeah, it is. It's really significant. It's a real honour, I think, to play on these days. I guess it's an honour to have the rematch of the grand final, but also to I guess pay the respects to people who've gone away and fought for this country. And it's a real honour, and we love playing in them. Only two clubs get to do it each year, so it is a great honour for the clubs and both clubs, I think, as well.
Has this game come around at the right time for you? Maybe something, not a distraction, but a little bit of extra something to turn your season around?
Yeah, it has. Probably a short week helps as well. I think we've been good so far. We probably haven't been at the level we know we need to be in Canby. Sometimes a challenge like this is quite good. And the whole week as well, it's built up pretty big. Hopefully we get a massive crowd. I mean, last time that Sturt played in it at Unley Oval, I think we had about 8,000 or 9,000 people. So we're expecting something similar to Glenelg. It's a really good challenge for us and probably the perfect time.
As a playing group, will you do anything special before the game?
We will. We will have someone come and speak to, I guess, the group. We're quite lucky. A couple of our guys in our wheelchair team have been involved in ex-services and stuff like that now. We've had Chris Pittman and Stephen Avery, like the Budgie, speak to the group as well in the past. So we'll get probably one of those guys to do it again. We think they can put a little spin on it for our group as well. They know the players pretty well. We'll do. And again, it is a different week. It is different. It's a short turnaround. It's a Thursday, which is totally different to everything else. But it's exciting as well.
Last year you played on the King's birthday against
that as any sort of motivation this week? I guess that's as close to a similarity as this week's game. Not really. I'd sort of forgotten about that one. It's a challenge. Like, Glenelg are a very good side. Playing at home, they don't lose there very often. But as I said before, it's probably a good challenge for us this week. We're going okay. We're going, okay at the moment. Things are not quite going how we want to play our game of footy, our brand of footy. So it's a great challenge for us. But Glenelg are a very good side.
You said things are going okay, but you're 1-2. So what's missing? I'm saying, like, you feel like you're close.
Yeah, we are. Like, I think we're going at probably 90%, 80%. Like, that's the thing at the moment. I think our method is quite good. We're just not quite executing at the level on the weekend. We gave ourselves opportunity against North Adelaide. I think we won most of the KPIs and inside 50s and scores and those sort of things. We just didn't quite finish both going inside forward 50 and a bit of execution in around the ground in all facets. And that's probably the challenge at the moment. Against South, we were okay, but we won comfortably, but against North, we weren't, and we lost.
Tom Lewis still out this week, or was it?
Tom Lewis a test, so he'll be tested Wednesday night. He got passed the test last night, what he needed to do. So he'll put his hand up for selection if he does everything on Wednesday as well.
What about Lockie Burrows?
Yeah, so we've probably got three or four blokes. Wingard, Burrows, Slimming are all, again, they ticked to their boxes last night, but we'll wait till Wednesday to make a call on them. Yeah, it's been pretty impressive, but I probably wouldn't expect anything less from Will coming off the AFL list and playing as much footy as he had at a high level. Not expecting anything less, but he's been great for the group. And with Tom being out, he's probably helped us in terms of our midfield, battle in those games we've played, and how he's been great. He's been really, and I think as a leadership as well, it's been really important as well.
Lucky Hosey's been flying as well. How do you kind of look to nullify his impact?
Yeah, it's... that's the million-dollar question, I guess. We've tried, I guess, different things the last few times. I guess it's trying to find the balance of the player to play on him. You got to also stop him, but you also got to try and expose him in the offense side of our game. So we'll have a chat about that, I guess, over the next 24 hours, 48 hours, and try and get that balance right. We probably haven't got it right in the last couple of games against him, so it's a good challenge for us.
And just a quick word on Sam May as well. Obviously, heartbreaking.
Yeah, it is, I guess. It's really devastating, I guess. Don't really know the full details of what exactly happened, but whenever a player gets injured, it's not a nice thing, and especially when they're such a young person as well. It goes out of the family, all the support, and I think every club and is worried about what can happen, but it is really sad.
Thanks, mate.
Okay, thanks.